the outlook is very bad because basically maize prices, the staple, the prices are spiraling completely out of reach of the poorest people. And in addition, a survey in August revealed that children under five being admitted to nutritional rehabilitation units because they were malnourished went up 29% nationwide and 40% in central Malawi. So both those are very worrying indicators. Basically, the harvest this year was the worst since 1994, and people are running out of food early, ahead of the hunger season, which normally lasts from January to March, April, when there's the new harvest comes in. But there are worrying signs that large numbers of people will need food aid. 2.9 million in the seven worst affected districts in the south where the World Food Program is feeding people, and perhaps up to 5 million nationwide.
Does the WFP have enough supplies on hand, or does it need donors to act?
No, the World Food Program does not have enough supplies on hand. In fact, our biggest donor for the Malawi operation so far is the government of Malawi itself. So we are urgently appealing for donors to come forward and particularly give cash, because gifts in kind of food will take 4 months to reach Malawi. And therefore, if you give in a couple of months or come up with a pledge in a couple of months, the food will be arriving either in the hunger season itself or after the hunger season when the damage will already be done. So therefore, we urgently need cash contributions. The total need is $76 million to feed 2.9 million people until April 2006. So we need cash donations to buy regionally, and we can get that food in faster.
When you say you would buy the food regionally, from what countries would it come?
Well, South Africa in particular looks like it's heading for a bumper maize harvest, so it would probably be from South Africa. And it would be fairly easy to get into Malawi because they're relatively close. But basically, we would go in the region wherever the price is lowest.
The bad harvest, is this basically because of drought?
Yes, indeed. Particularly, maize was hit by a very dry period. I mean, basically, the rain stopped in January just when the maize was tasseling. And that's when they really do need water. And therefore, the maize harvest was the worst since 1994. But this follows on a succession of bad harvests since 2002, and basically the effect has been compounded by HIV/AIDS, by an over-reliance on maize itself, by the fact that the government is unable to import and get hold of maize, which usually it will sell at subsidized prices to the poorest people, and they can't get their hands on enough maize at the right price. So those government-subsidized markets in every major center are running very short of subsidized maize. So that means people are telling us that instead of keeping their money to spend on seeds and fertilizer for the coming harvest, they're in fact spending it on food at the moment. So even before the hunger season has started officially, people are spending their few savings on food just to live from day to day.